Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the practical intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world. It's Robin Fritz, and we are live in Seattle, Washington on a beautiful April afternoon. So welcome again. My work is about helping everyone understand that we are all naturally intuitives, all naturally healers, and we just need to learn how to tap those skills and bring them into our daily lives so that we can be the best we can be at home and at work. So I welcome all callers to call in and share their thoughts about today's topic, questions, what your comments are, what your experiences are. And today we're talking about, yes, you can connect with your dead. And this is an introduction to a free webinar that I'm offering on April 10th to give you an idea of how you yourself can empower yourself and learn to connect with your dead on your own. And if you have a comment on that, you're welcome to call in today, 202-570-7057, or if you're shy, email me with a question or comment or a request for a quick reading. And I'm happy to chat with you, love chatting with you, but also understand that you can be shy and would rather do it by email, and that's fine too. So I want to get straight into the connection with Crystal Fallon here, and because I know we have a caller on the line already. So every week I help you connect to your own intuitive and healing abilities with this connection with an ancient power crystal and healer, Fallon, who's a citrine Lemurian quartz, which itself is a very rare form of quartz. Fallon is an ancient power crystal. And so if you take your attention to the top of your head, just imagine you're connecting with him in the way that your intuition works most strongly, seeing, feeling, hearing, or knowing, right? So you just may know you're connected with him. And as you take your attention to the top of your head, just we're going to breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And we're just going to clear out all the things that got in the way of you spending time here today with us, and just kind of like a soul spa day for you to just relax and enjoy this connection with all of the people at the Om Times community. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. Just feel all the cares of the day and those blocks moving away, self-doubt, busyness, whatever it is. And now as you breathe up from the bottom of your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head, imagine that the Crystal Fallon is helping you fill yourself up with healthy, positive energy to boost all of your intuitive and healing abilities. And that connection will be with you throughout the hour. We'll close you down at the end of the hour because you may find that the top of your head, which is your crown chakra, tends to be wide open in connection with Fallon. So quickly today, our conversation is going to be how assuring you that, yes, you can connect with your dead, human or animal. And it depends on how your intuition works and how we go about it and how open both sides are to connecting. So we're going to talk about this. I'm going to give you some stories, to give you an idea of of what that means and how it affects your connection. Everything from saying goodbye to telling your loved ones that it's okay to go. So again, it will also be tapping into your ability to learn to connect with your loved ones. We can all do that. In fact, the ancients did that very easily. So before I get any further into the show, let me bring our caller on, Mary from Ireland. Mary, are you there still?
Hello, Robin. How are you? Thank you
Hello.
For taking my call.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you called. So
Thank
how
you.
Are you today?
Thank
and you're
you.
Calling from Ireland?
I'm calling from Ireland, yeah. I tell you, I'm very interested in your topic because I feel I can communicate with my own loved ones and also a very beloved animal, a dog, passed 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just wondering if you're answering any specific questions because I've had a very intense challenge in a relationship over the past few weeks, and I could really do with some guidance in that, if you could.
Okay, you're looking at a personal issue. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
With my partner.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that,
do.
Mary, and I appreciate mm-hmm. your calling in today.
Thank you.
Let's jump into it. I just want to say right off the top that I can feel some, you know, kind of pokey, I want to say pokey energy, kind of like jabs, energetic jabs okay. there going on. Go ahead and say what you want to say. And, you know, we are here live, so everybody's either listening mm-hmm. or will be able to listen in archives. So, you know, mm-hmm. you're welcome to keep your serious personal stuff private, but how mm-hmm. can I help you?
Well, if it's just this person who I thought I could trust and would never, that I could trust forever, and I just got such betrayal, you know, or a feeling of betrayal. So I'm just wondering if how I can go forward really within the relationship.
Do you know for sure that it happened, or are you just assuming it?
99% certain, yeah.
Okay. Love interest?
Yeah.
Okay. So what
maybe,
I'm seeing.
Maybe,
okay, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I, you know, it's difficult to speak about it on air, you know.
Of course.
I just devastated.
Okay. So what I see, you know, when I see things, and we're going to be talking about this in the show today, our intuition can run towards feeling, seeing, hearing, or knowing are the main areas. There's also smell and taste and so on, and they correspond to our natural physical senses. And you said at the beginning of your introduction that you are able to connect with your deceased loved ones. So the issue here for you is learning to trust on this side, on the living side. And what I see looking at it is that you're a person whose intuition runs strongly towards feelings. So you mm-hmm. easily feel the emotions and the thoughts and feelings of other beings around you, whether they're humans or animals or the trees. Is that, do you feel that that's correct?
Absolutely, yes, definitely,
yes.
Yes.
And it makes it really hard to have a really good relationship, especially when something happened. So what I'm seeing for you is with this other relationship, you know, it's like you're walking down the road together and then all of a sudden this, you've hit a wall in the relationship and something, it looks like something traumatic happened to this other person. And I would actually say a physical trauma. And that, you know, this is really interesting. It's like the person had a physical trauma, either an accident, And it's not like a serious accident, but like fell and twisted a knee or something like that. But what it did was bring up personal doubts about where they are in their relationship with themselves and not just with you. And so it feels like this person has taken an abrupt turn away from you in a different direction. It doesn't look like it was deliberately meant to hurt you, but because of how sensitive you are, that's certainly how it ended up. And this person feels like there's some jealousy and this pent-up resentment towards you, not because of anything you did, but because of how loving and generous you are. This person feels like they're not as loving and generous as you, so they're feeling kind of at odds. Does that make sense to you, Mary?
Yes, it does make sense, and I'm just at a crossroads now, wondering how I could go forward and if this will continue in this resentment, and because I'm feeling that as well, you know.
You're feeling what as well?
I'm feeling the resentment and the, you know, as you say, the jibes and stuff like that on an ongoing basis.
Exactly. Well, there's a,
Yeah.
you know, your energy, well, right now is kind of depressed and sad, which is normal
Yeah.
because this relationship was important to you. This other person's energy feels all jagged and jittery, and it's just way off kilter. And what happens when you're a clairsentient or clairfeeling person like you are, is that you want to go out and you want to make them better. And that's not going to work. It never works. All it does is take their challenge away from them. It makes them feel better, but they don't really learn from whatever they did that is causing this energetic disruption. So, to give you some advice based on what I see, what I would suggest is that you pull back, you continue to work on yourself at vibrating at an energetic frequency that feels comfortable to you. You mourn the end of this relationship. You let it go. You do some clearing work around yourself. I always tell people to put some sea salt around themselves. You can, if you have crystals, I love crystals. There are crystals for like amethyst or rose quartz that can really help, you know, boost your own energy and your own self-love. And then it doesn't look like it's completely at an end. It just looks like it's at an end right now for this person. Give it some time. Give it a week or two. Send some love, freely giving love to this person. You don't have to talk to them at all. In fact, talking will only make it worse for them because they're in this kind of emotional crisis state that was brought on by some sort of physical accident. And then it's really kind of reviving some past life trauma for this person. And they're not feeling worthy of having a relationship, and that makes them angry. Is what I'm saying? So give them, it's, they're not angry towards you. They're angry because they're not as far along on the path as you are. So give this person time away. Send them loving energy with no connection to you. Just send it off. And you might try in a couple weeks of just giving that person a phone call and saying, I'm thinking about you, how are you doing? And just checking in. And if it ends that this person is walking out of your life, make yourself open to a different relationship that's going to be more give and take. Because you've been giving a lot of giving, and this person's been doing a lot of taking, and you need somebody who's more balanced. This person may come back and be that way, but not at least for the next few weeks. Does that help you?
Very much so. And can I ask you one quick question?
Sure.
I know there are other callers. The things that this person was doing, do you think he'll continue to do them?
For right now,
You
yes.
know this.
For definitely for the at least the next few weeks. This person has some, you know, we all come in and we choose whatever bodies we choose, human, animal, tree, whatever, to work out how we can continue to love ourselves, to grow our souls. And this person has hit a crisis in that loving themselves kind of bit. So just let them go and pull back. Don't let those cords connect to you anymore. And that
Okay.
will give them the freedom to move on, and they won't be dragging you down into that energetic trough, so to speak. And you will continue over the next few weeks to evaluate whether this is a relationship that's going to work for you in the long run or not. Leave yourself open
Okay.
to something new that comes along. And
Okay.
please, call back or email me at robin@robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com. And we can also do a longer session one-on-one if you'd like, privately.
That's so kind of you. Thank you so much, Robin, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
Thank you
it.
for calling. Take care, Mary.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Robin. Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have just a moment here before the break, but for the rest of the show, I'd like to concentrate on the subject of connecting with our dead and how we can go about doing that. Each of us, you don't have to be a professional medium to connect with your dead. And I'll share some stories that are really, really inspiring and really will give you this feeling of, yes, you can do this. Whether they're human or animal, our dead are interested in connecting with us. Not all the time, as I'll explain, but we are capable of connecting with them, and it can happen immediately after they die. So hang on. We will be back after the break, and we'll talk in a bit.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code earthlightgems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee, and they recycle it to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're here in Seattle, Washington. And the main subject for today is, yes, you can connect with your dead. So here's the thing. We lose someone, a human or animal, they die. And, you know, I, just like many people, thought that was it. I thought that for years, even though I was 9 years old when I saw my first dead person and actually talked with them. So, you know, so what is it about the afterlife, and why is there, you know, so much going on in the world and so much taboo around the subject? And the truth of it is, it's weird. It's like, you know, our ancients, ancients as in living long before we did, like our ancestors, even back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome and the Middle East, Egypt, and so on and so forth. Actually, all over the world, there's always been an ancient tradition of connecting with the dead. And in fact, the ancients really were able to see and hear their dead loved ones very easily. It happened routinely, and they didn't always like it, because not that they didn't miss or love their loved ones who died, that just reminded them that they were going to die too. And somewhere along the line, you know, our traditional cultural religious ties came in there and kind of convinced us that it wasn't impossible to connect with our dead. Which is weird, because we're always praying or thinking about them in a sort of any kind of tradition we have. And the truth is, yes, you can connect with your dead, and they can connect with you. And it really depends largely on how your intuition works. For example, I have many clients who say to me, or they'll pop up on a Facebook Live or in a webinar or some sort of workshop or whatever, wherever I'm out and about, and they'll say, I'm trying all the time to talk with my dead, and I just can't hear them. Well, okay. A couple things going on. One, you may not believe that you can. So your belief system gets in the way, your self-doubt. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. But usually it's because hearing may not be how your intuition works. So here's the thing. Our intuitive senses, as I said to our caller at the beginning of the hour, our intuitive senses in essence mirror our physical senses. So intuitively, we are able to see things, to have feelings, to hear things talking with us, even to noticing smells, for example, or taste. For example, real estate agents love or hate me depending on which side of the fence they're on. When I'm invited to go in and check out a home, you know, maybe clear its energies or just tell a real estate agent what that home needs in order to sell. But if I walk through the door and I smell mold, I can tell you right away, that's not a good thing. And it's not something I really like, the intuitive sense of smelling, and why it has to be mold, why it can't be something like roses, I don't know. But how your intuition works is a really good clue on how you connect with your dead. So allow yourself to experiment with your intuition. I have an upcoming webinar series on that. But you can practice with it and make notes and find out how your intuition works, so that when you sit down to create a ritual to connect with your dead on your own, you will know that there's no point in trying to talk with them if your intuition runs largely towards feeling their emotions or even seeing them, or just simply knowing, the sense of clear knowing that they are there with you. And that makes all the difference in the world. So on my upcoming webinar on this, which is free, and I'll tell you about it at the end of the hour, we'll talk about how you can create a ritual to connect with your dead and how important that is for you and for them. Because, you know, surprisingly to many people, our dead are very, very busy. There's an awful lot going on in the afterlife. And the more often I talk with them, the more impressed I am about how many things that you can do in the afterlife. One thing that didn't really impress me was finding out how many golf courses there are to go golfing on in the afterlife. I'm like, what? Golfing? But here's the thing. Recently, I've had clients come to me who have lost loved ones just recently, like sometimes within the last week or two, sometimes within the last month. And they've had some experiences and they wanted to talk about them. And they're like, what does that mean? And I started remembering that not only were we talking about this today in the show, but I was also having experiences with the dead long before I really actually thought much about the afterlife, or long before I became a medium. As I said on previous shows, I work as a medium because my dad, who died in 1994, my dad Ray, runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side. So he runs one of the places that the dead who make it to what I call their proper afterlives go to rest up from the experience of their life just lived and ended. And it's very, very interesting that happened, that he showed up and said, hey, you know what, you need to become a medium. And I'm like, I don't think so. But he wouldn't give up. And now I'm grateful that he didn't, because I can offer people the opportunity to really connect with their loved ones and understand what's going on. But here's the thing. You don't need a professional medium all the time to connect with your dead. Sure, it helps. It helps because we who work professionally at this are what I call the objective outsiders. And we also have a lot of experience doing this, so we can maybe hear or understand more about what's going on than you can in your initial attempts to connect with your dead. Over time, if you keep up this ritual practice of setting a time of the week or time of the month to invite your dead to come and spend 10 or 15 minutes with you, the more you do that, the more you're able to connect. But don't discount the connections that are already happening. For example, I was so privileged last week on what would have been my dad's 96th birthday to spend time with a client who had just lost her dad. And she wanted to come on that specific day, and it just made me smile because it was my dad's birthday. And of course, you're always missing them, and you're always honoring your loved ones on their birthdays and the day that they died, and maybe their wedding anniversaries and your birthdays, and in my animal's case, the adoption day and the day they're born, and all of those other kinds of things that you can use to celebrate, to have a piece of cake or whatever. You know, having a piece of cake on a day that you're celebrating, right? There's no calories, right? But here's the thing. This person was sharing dreams that she had, and she said, there were such strange dreams. And I said, okay, so tell me about it. So the dream was very vivid. And it was very odd, like her dad was saying to her, oh, you know, I'm catching up with my dad and he's showing me all around and we're just really, you know, having a good time catching up. And she goes, that was such a weird dream. And I said, well, it's because it wasn't a dream. That was a real connection with your dad. And so as it turned out, while we talked with her dad and then his dad, the reason he was having such a great time catching up with his dad is that his dad died when he was a teenager. So it had been decades since he'd seen his dad. And one of the first things he did in the afterlife was his dad came and met up with him, and they, you know, basically his dad was showing him the afterlife. So a pretty awesome kind of connection like that. So if you're thinking about if you're connecting with your dad even immediately after they die, first of all, that's great. And secondly, it tends to happen a lot because your dead are like suddenly in a different place. And sometimes they may not be sure about what exactly is going on. And that's why I tell people the first thing that you should do when someone dies is say, hey, you're dead. It's okay. You're dead. It's okay. I love you. I'm going to say goodbye now. go on to the afterlife when you're rested up and you're ready to go, that it's okay, you're dead. And just telling them that helps them. I know recently I sat with a very large family group shortly after someone had died and really before the funeral. And they just wanted something different than the funeral. And we ended up helping this dead loved one actually transition to the afterlife, say goodbye, explain what had happened, and had a message for most of the people in the room, which is very moving. And really, in many ways, the best way to have a funeral is to, you know, have that kind of connection where each person can have, or as many people as possible in that room, have a connection with a loved one who's gone. Because it's, as you know, it's very difficult for us leaving them on this side, but it's also very difficult for them. I mean, they no longer have the body that they connected with us, and they're in a different place. They're concerned. They're not sure what to think about. They really miss us. And so it's a great way to create some closure there for both sides. Hey, you're dead. Yes, you really died. Yes, it's okay. Because sometimes they think they're asleep. They're in a coma in the hospital. They can rationalize a whole lot of things to avoid thinking that they've died. And sometimes they're very aware that they've died, and they're anxious to let us know that it's okay for them, that they love us and they miss us, and it's okay that they're dead. And so these are the opportunities of connecting with your dead that will help you do that. And, you know, and it can happen in interesting ways. Years and years ago, like I said, my dad died in 1994. And, oh, gee, several months later, I might not have even been that long, because I'm thinking now, he died on June 30th, 1994. And one day my mom and I were sitting at their kitchen table, and for reasons I don't understand, we got in an argument, and we never argued. You know, we just didn't argue, but we were disagreeing very strongly and getting kind of loud about it, you know, like raising our voices at each other. And all of a sudden we heard Dad whistling in the garage, which is right next to the room we were sitting in. Now, my dad had a very distinctive whistle, and that's, you know, I grew up my whole life, you could hear my dad whistling. You know, it was like a jazz artist, only with whistling. And we heard this whistle as loud and distinctly as you can imagine. And we both heard it at the same time. We both stopped talking. We both turned at the same time and looked at the door leading to the garage. The whistling stopped, and we looked back at each other, and we're like, okay, let's just get over this. Where there was no reason for us to be arguing or disagreeing with each other. It was the tension of losing Dad and whatever. But it was just really interesting that my dad, you know, was, and now as a medium, I would say, you know, I also heard him say, hey, girls, knock it off. You know, you don't need to be arguing with each other. And so your connection with the dead can be something like that. And you may not, you know, realize it. If it's a sudden thing, it's very pronounced. In the case of my client last week, she thought it was a dream, but it was more vivid and more real than a dream. And sometimes you're even aware that it's not a dream. I mean, I've had dreams where I knew I could look down and see myself sleeping in my body, but I knew I was doing something else. You know, now they call it astral traveling. At the time, I didn't know what that was. But that's also a possibility of connecting with your dead when you're not aware of it, or when you want it, or when they want it, and it just filters through. Be grateful for those times. Don't be afraid of them. Don't, you know, discount them. Don't let any religious or cultural biases that may pop up get in your way, because, again, we are all souls. We are all moving forward and growing our souls, and learning to love ourselves is the thing that we came here to do, and learning to love our loved ones after they died is also part of that, is love comes in a different way. So those are some of the things that I'd like you to think about when we talk about connecting with our dead. And Like I said, sometimes our dead are actually really trying to connect with us immediately after they die. So here's the next thing. Do they send signs and symbols to us? You know, do they give us a sign that they're dead? Sometimes, you know. My hesitation on that subject is that we can come to depend too much on a sign or a symbol or some physical reminder that our dead are still with us. So you hear the stories of how your loved ones loved hummingbirds, and the next thing you know is you're thinking about them and you see hummingbirds outside the window. Is that your dead coming to talk to you? Maybe, maybe not, you know. I had clients that, you know, their dead was sitting here telling them that they were going to see a white feather. And I was like, oh my God, please don't say that. You know, it's like, that is so cliche even for a dead person. Well, they no sooner walked out the door and a white feather fell down at the feet. Okay. So I live at the beach. They're gulls, they're pigeons, you know, could it have been a gull or a pigeon? I don't know. They were sure that it was a sign from their loved ones. And isn't that good enough, right? If you feel connected to your loved one when you see something like that, if it makes you feel good, hey, great, right? I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying it always happens. I'm just saying have a sense of humor about it, because their dead have a sense of humor. And they may be trying to talk with us. They may be standing in front of us, waving their hands, going, hey, 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 here, pay attention. And they may, luckily or not, be able to get through to us by sending a sign. So I wouldn't ask for a sign necessarily, but you can. You know, that's all part of your individual way of connecting with your dead on your own. And, you know, make it fun for you and for them, because I promise you, if they're sending 6 dozen hummingbirds, you know, when you're thinking about them liking hummingbirds, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Maybe they have a sense of humor, and laughing shows that you have a sense of humor too. And it helps you think of them in that moment, and that thinking about them in that moment and remembering that helps you connect with them and is a legitimate connection. So we'll be back after the break to wrap this up a little bit.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking about connecting with our dead. And I'm assuring you that, yes, you can connect with your dead on your own. You don't have to be a professional medium to do that. And again, in a wrap-up on this, you need to learn how your intuition works so that you're connecting with them in a way that you can actually get something back from the connection. So that's important. Another thing is to believe that you can connect. You know, belief really matters. You know, if you think, well, I can't do that, then you're not going to be able to do it, right? Because you're blocking yourself. You're blocking that potential energy. You're blocking the flow of energy that could allow you to connect. But you also want to believe that your dead want to connect with you. And they usually do, you know. And sometimes my clients are shy and they say, well, I'm not sure if my dad or my whatever loved one really wants to connect with me. My animal, you know, maybe they're angry about how my animal's angry that I euthanized him. That is never the case. I have never had an animal angry about being euthanized. I have had plenty of animals be confused about why that happened. So, and when I work with veterinarians in particular, I tell them, if you're euthanizing an animal, please, 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 if the family doesn't believe that you can talk with them, then talk with them in their head and tell them, hey, we are helping you die because your body cannot be saved. It's too badly damaged. You're too ill and we're helping you out. That's all the animal needs to know. But also believe that your dead, you know, your dead want to connect. I had a client who wanted to come and talk with her dad, and she was obsessed with talking with her dad. She'd been doing nothing but trying to connect with her dad, and he did not want to connect. And he's there with my dad, and my dad's looking at him like, come on, buddy, you're kind of a jerk. You know, your daughter's sitting there with my daughter, and she wants to talk to you, and what's your problem? Well, okay, he said, well, you know what, I'm dead and I'm moving on and you need to move on too, honey. So what he was trying to do, he was trying to tell his daughter to quit working at trying to connect with him because he was going off on his way and she needed to go off on her way and rebuild her life without him. Well, you know, the truth of it is she already knew that, you know, and he wasn't helping. He was, you know, not just wasting her money, but her time. And I said to him, I said, you know, here she is wanting to connect with you. Spend a few minutes and connect with her. And my dad is on the other end. You know, he's like, come on, buddy, have a conversation with her. Well, he finally did break down and have a conversation. And it was a lovely conversation that he had with his daughter. And then he was kind of sheepish at the end. And he apologized to my dad and to me as well as to his daughter. And, you know, the whole problem was sometimes our dead have a bit of ego going on, right? They really do want to connect, right? But their role as a parent or a teacher in your life or whatever can sometimes get in their way of in their desire to connect, which so he was trying to teach his daughter that it was okay to move on without him. And all she wanted was the last opportunity to say goodbye. And when he finally got that, he was a little bit sheepish. Why? Because when you get right down to it, being dead doesn't make you perfect or all-knowing. It just makes you dead. Okay? So if you're dead or saying, I'm not sure if I want to connect or whatever, you say, hey, you know what? I want to say goodbye to you. So please show up so that I can say goodbye to you. Because I guarantee you, they can more easily see us and connect with us than we can with them. Not that they're all-knowing as the dead. Excuse me, but I have a cold and I'm going to sneeze. Oh, trying not to here. They do want to connect with you. They just like us, they have those doubts and insecurities. Like maybe they don't want to connect with me. Maybe they're busy moving on with their life. Or maybe it'll make them cry. You know, and it's like, give it up. Just relax. Have a good connection. So think about all those things. Think about them still being human, still being animal, you know, still being that soul that you loved in a different place, adjusting to new circumstances, and assure them that, yeah, I do want to connect with you. Let's try it. And set aside some time to do that in. And we'll be covering that more in our webinar. We'll actually have a meditation that you'll be able to use in the webinar to connect and be able to use it afterwards. But even if you're trying to do this on your own, a couple of things. One, honor and celebrate your dead. I always celebrate my beloved dead on their birthdays, on the day that they died, on wedding anniversaries for humans, on adoption day for my animals. And I always take time to celebrate them in ways that I can do so. You'll be able to connect with your dead also a little bit better if you start out by saying goodbye to them. I mean, right now, say goodbye to your dead. They may have died yesterday or they may have died 20 years ago, but you may have forgotten to say goodbye. And yes, we have a funeral, but that's kind of for the living, right? It's the living coming together and creating a new community that does not include that physical body that has moved on. But saying goodbye to them and saying, hey, you've died. It's okay. I love you. It's okay to move on. I forgive you for whatever disagreement we had. I still love you. All of those things can help them move on. It can help you move on. And it can make connection with them later easier. Why? Because the energy is moving slowly and comfortably and easily, as opposed to being blocked by our doubts and our worries and even our resentments. I've had plenty of people show up for mediumship sessions that really wanted to know why their dead loved ones were abusive, why they were mean, why they were the way they were, only to find out that, yeah, you know what? They were human, right? Just like we are. And hello, being human is a tough act. It's really tough being human because we're always messing up, and that's fine, you know, because messing up helps us grow if we, you know, really pay attention to it. And so when you're connecting with your dead, ask them to chime in, and that's where you create a ritual, a time of the day to connect with them and say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk with you Saturday at 2 o'clock from 2 o'clock to 2:15 in the afternoon, and I'm going to light a candle and have a picture of you there, and chime in, you know, and ask your spiritual team and their spiritual team to make way for that to happen. And for only those, you and them, to be there in that circle of connection, what we can call sacred space that you create in those 15 minutes from 2 to 2:15 on a Saturday afternoon when you want to connect with your loved ones. Sure, ask for a sign if that feels good to you. But why not just ask them to connect with you at that time and set a time to do it? Sit for that time. We'll go through that in the webinar, but sit for that time and let your intuition work however it works. So if you're just a person who just knows things, just know that, yes, you are connected in those 15 minutes. Yes, sometimes our dead are not available to connect with us. They may be going through some growth on the other side, you know, because just because you're dead and in the afterlife doesn't mean it's easy. You know, they have things they have to work out sometimes for eons, literally. So sometimes our dead just aren't able to connect with us. They're kept from doing that for whatever one reason, including their own self-doubt. So you can just say, I love you. It's okay. And see over time if that connection works for you. But again, they're not always with us, as some mediums say, because they're off doing so many different things in the afterlife, from resting up at the way stations for dead things on the other side, from going to their life reviews and learning, you know, what it was that they decided to do when they came into that lifetime, if they did it, why they did it or why they didn't do it, what they learned, what they thought they could learn more about, all kinds of things. I've had husbands and wives come back and they do their own life reviews, and then they come together to look at the family together, and then they go off and do their own life reviews. And it can take a while because they're really celebrating the life they lived, their ups and downs and everything that they did to learn. And they're continuing to learn from that lifetime that they left. So in short, our dead are very busy. So sometimes they're just not able to connect with us. Don't look at it as a reflection on you. Just say, oh, they may be off vacationing. You can go anywhere you want in the afterlife. There's so much to do in the afterlife. It surprises me that we even actually come back. I mean, here we're talking about, does the multiverse exist? Do aliens exist? Do other planets have life? All of those answers are like, yes. And we can travel in all those different dimensions, plus we can travel all over this planet. We can do all sorts of things. including continuing to grow up and to grow our souls in the afterlife. So there are just many things that they're doing. So set a time to connect, and if you don't get something, try it again in a week or two. Set a concrete time to do that. So here's one last thing I want to leave you with today. How important it is to have a funeral for your beloveds. So this is really an important part of connecting with your dead. And that is, I do not understand these people who say, don't have a funeral for me. Don't have a funeral. I don't want a funeral. And I'm like, it's not for you. You cranky dead person. It's for the living. The funeral is for the living. It can be for the dead. You know, if you want to be cranky and not show up to your funeral, that's your problem. But it's also your opportunity as a dead person to come back and, you know, see people grieving for you, saying goodbye to you, seeing the community show up. And you know what? The community can only has to be just you, if that's what you want. Because of the work that I do, my life tends to be kind of public, and I've always conducted my animals funerals on my own. Obviously, for my parents, that would have been public even as a medium, but I wasn't a medium or a professional intuitive all those years ago. But for my animals, I always celebrated them alone. So here I want to leave you with this cool story. You can always have a funeral for your loved ones. And even if they died 20 years ago and you think, oh my gosh, you know what? And this struck me from Facebook Lives that I've done recently. People like, don't think about how it's really useful to say goodbye to your dead. Okay, so even if it happened 20 years ago, set time today if you want, right after the show or another time during the week, to light a candle, think about your loved ones and say goodbye to them. Even if it's been years, because sometimes that is what they need to keep moving on and, you know, moving on and growing their soul in the afterlife until they either decide to continue to stay in the afterlife, which my father has done by running a way station, or to reincarnate in another body, which my mom did. And my animals have all come back, even when they didn't announce themselves, and they announced themselves at the last moment. You know, all my animals have come back. But here's the thing. I've been working on materials to talk about my first Cavalier King, Charles Spaniel Murphy Brown, who died on March 8th, 2012. And we had had a period of time where I was writing a book, and I all of a sudden, and it was about Murphy, and it was about me, and it was about how we conquered health problems together and how we both grew and became the people that we were, the beings that we were. And I was celebrating, and all, I turned on this music that I loved, a Mickey Hart's Planet Drum, and I started dancing, and I said, Murphy, I finally figured out the theme of our story. And she came charging out from the other room. And she's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, and she slid to a stop in front of me, and we started dancing. And I wish I had a video of it, because this dog was like break dancing, you know, on her front legs and kicking up her hind legs, and she was dancing around me, and it was so much fun. So the day after she died, we had her funeral, and I played Mickey Hart's Planet Drum, and I opened the windows wide, and I was doing a space clearing at the same time. My other two animals were with me, and I was grieving the loss of my beloved soulmate, Murphy. And as I turned on the music and I started to dance, all of a sudden, Murphy was back there in the room with me. And she's dancing just like she had done those years before, break dancing. And she's dancing around me, and I'm dancing around her, and I'm seeing her there, and I'm hearing her, and she yells, my funeral is fun. You know, so celebrate your dead. That's how you connect with them. Celebrate them. Tell them they've died. Tell them you miss them, you love them. Invite them to come back and connect with you. Because for the most part, they will. And sometimes if they can't, they'll come another time. And this is an opportunity for you to acknowledge the transitions in your life. Acknowledge the love that they have for you and that you have for them. And acknowledge that those soul connections continue. You'll meet up with them in the afterlife, and you may have other lifetimes together. So that's it for today. I'd like you to check out this webinar, A Meditation and Healing and Connecting with Your Dead. It's Tuesday, April 10th. It's free. I believe it's at 5:30 Pacific time. But you can find it at the Experts platform, Learn It Live Experts platform, experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz. And it'll be a great, it's free, it'll be a great time for you to work on how you're going to set up your own little ceremony to connect with your dead. And then I'd also like you to work on your energy boundaries. It's really the most important thing in learning to not just use your intuition and your healing abilities, but to move you forward in your personal and business lives to be the best you can. It's a 5-part series. It's $100. Developing Strong Energy Boundaries starts April 17th, Tuesday, runs for 5 weeks. You get a lot of one-on-one time with me because, as far as I know, my crystal and I are the only ones that are doing this individual energy boundary. So we look at yours as they are. We'll help you look at yours as they are, and you work with them to maintain them and develop them to work just for you. And we'll be practicing in class. We'll have a private Facebook page, it'll be a great series. So join us for that. Also at the Experts platform, experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz. Next week, you're going to be joined by Amy Walker talking about nutrition, fitness, and well-being. And Monday, April 16th, crystals. Monday, April 23rd, what is energy? Monday, April 30th, what about fairies, angels, and our daily lives? So for today, let's close out that crown chakra, break that connection with balance so you can go about your day healthy and balanced. If you have questions, personal and business intuition, spiritual consulting, past life regression, please contact me at my website, robinfritz.com. Cross your hands on your heart. Breathe into the palms of your hands. Hold them in front of your face. Breathe that air. And then put your hands, again, cross your hands on your heart and just feel you getting grounded and balanced. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week.